What's up, YouTube? It's your boy, MJ the Kid, back with another podcast episode. In today's episode, we got...
My name is Brett.
why you have to do that?
What the fuck are you pointing at me?
Man, but you got serious as hell. You was like, my name is Brett. And today... We're going to be talking about the college experience and the experience within the LEJ major. Because if y'all don't know, I'm a broadcasting and journalism major. And for those of y'all that want to go to college and people be asking me like, oh, what's the difference between different majors, what y'all do, and boo out the bam. So can you give us an overall breakdown of what LEJ is?
It's not what I expected. I thought it'd be like, you know, a serious professor staring at you. You gotta take notes. But like, you gotta watch videos and...
Like, what you mean by serious, like...
Well, just like, they'd be very strict.
You're like, all right, class down.
Class starts. But it's not. It wasn't that. Actually, none of the classes were like that, even for non-LEJ classes. But that's my experience so far. It may get more strict in the future. We'll see.
Alright, so could you just break down what LEJ is, because everybody don't know what the abbreviation is for?
It's Law Enforcement and Justice Administration, I believe.
Alright, so what made you want to go into that field?
I guess more just wanting to like help people and protect others in a way.
So you're a man of the people.
I am a man of the people.
So,
well, cause like, even like a professor said, like, you know, if you wanted to help people, why don't you become a nurse? I'm like, well, a nurse doesn't really protect people. So I'd rather do something that helps people.
So like, you say you like protecting people. So is it like a certain instance or something that happened that made you want to be like, oh, I want to be a man of the people? How did this come about?
It's more just like, I don't know, when something bad happens and like... Like something happens that can affect everyone type of deal. I'd rather be trying to fix the problem rather than going away from the problem, you know? That type of thing.
That's real life advice. So, when you came here, like how long did it take you to figure out that's what you wanted to do? Or how long did you know that you was gonna end up doing something like that?
Coming into college, I knew that's what I wanted to do. I didn't know what specific job. Exactly, but I knew that's what I wanted to do.
Alright, now since this your field and all, I expect you to know more than me, so I'm gonna ask you this question. Like, how do you feel about police officers, security guards, like how they operate in today's world? Do you think they operate on a fair scale when it comes to everybody as far as race?
I mean, that's obviously a tough question, but...
Facts.
I guess it just depends on the situation and where it is at exactly as well. It all just depends on where it's at and the situation and the different laws, I guess, that are there. Like the different way they proceed with things. So I can't really answer that. So like it's hard to generalize that. So
Facts.
Like I'm not saying yes, but I'm also not saying no, because you can always say there's room for improvement. Then,
right. It's like a fine line. Like down the middle.
Maybe, and that's a thick line though.
Thick as hell, like this.
Yes. Like that you carry around everywhere.
you had to put me on blast like that?
You put me on blast in the beginning.
You know what? You're right.
We're even now. We're fair.
I'm still one for old.
Maybe.
Alright, so how has college helped you in your law enforcement journey?
I guess it would be more just like learning, obviously just learning in general. Like learning laws, obviously, but also like knowing events that have happened in the past or present and things that could happen in the future as well.
All right, right. I asked you that question because, like, you know the thing how some of us be like, college is a scam, or like, we really not learning nothing. How do you feel about that? Like, do you say that you actually learned something, or matter of fact, do you retain the information?
I feel like if you want to learn something, you'll learn something. But if you go to college and you're like, you know, this is pointless, I'm not gonna learn anything, then you're not gonna learn anything. But yeah, that's how I've approached it, at least. Right. I've always approached it like I can gain something from it.
Alright, so all the courses and everything, you gain something from it?
You could say that, yeah.
Alright, I'm just making sure, because like, I know a lot of people that be like, oh, it's a scam, I ain't learned nothing. Like, I ain't gonna cap, like, I learn something from every class, but the stuff that really stick with me is the stuff that I use on a daily basis.
Like, well, that's the other thing. It's like, it depends on the class as well, and like what they're going to the school for as well. So, yeah.
All right. So, as far as like the classes and everything you've taken and what your experience so far, what do you think that could improve or help the LEG major improve as a whole that would advance you guys' career?
I don't know. I don't know if I can really answer that yet. Just because I'm not, you know, I'm only, you know, almost halfway through. So you could ask me that in like 2 years, because I think I'll have a better answer than now, because I don't think I'd really have an answer for that. Just because.
All right. So, well, let me put the timestamp on this. Let me see. In 2024, February, this day, I will ask you the same question again.
I will probably have an answer for that. So, yeah.
All right, so.
I could say right now, yeah, they're doing good. Like, they're giving plenty of people opportunities, you could say.
All right, so what's your advice for those that want to go into the LEG major or want to be law enforcement? What's your advice?
If you're doing it just to do it, I mean, you probably shouldn't do it. I guess that goes with any job or career. If you're doing it just because, you know, other people are telling you to do it, you probably shouldn't do it. But if you're doing it because you want to do it and you feel like you need to do it, then do it, because you'd probably be very well at it, and you'll do very well in it as well. So yeah.
That's well put. Now, like, them all my questions, but like, you got any questions for me? Like,
no, I don't think so. I thought this was just an interview for me.
I'm like the teacher in this situation. Any questions, comments, concerns, complaints, rude remarks?
No, I don't think so.
Better not be any.
You're the worst interviewer ever.
It's your goof ass. All right, so it's your boy and my co-host for the day, Brett. It's your boys. Oh yeah, I ain't gonna say we going yet. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe. Subscribe on YouTube. Follow me on TikTok. And follow the podcast on Spotify. Now we going.